Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering why are we so possessive in our relationships? I went to Kabban Park with my cousin to relive my childhood memories. I used to come to Bangalore during the summer holidays till 4th standard, as my dad was working there. Kabban Park was my favorite place as there is a train ride which takes you on a full circle of the Kabban Park. After 20 years, I relived the moment by going on that same train ride again. After the train ride, we were strolling down the park. As we were passing by, I noticed a couple doing a PDA under the tree. I was so confused by noticing this and thought to myself, why are people so possessive about materialistic things and their relationships? I was once the same, but I realized this is not right. So I changed. But is it because of insecurity? Or is there a scientific reason behind this? Possessiveness is a natural human behavior encompassing the desire to control or own something or someone with a balanced level considered healthy, while excessive possessiveness tends to jealousy, insecurity, and controlling behaviors. Various factors contribute to the development of possessiveness. If you are grappling with possessiveness, you often harbor low self-esteem and a fear of abandonment, prompting you to seek control over aspects of others' lives. Childhood attachment patterns also play a significant role. If you have anxious attachment patterns, you may exhibit possessiveness as you seek validation from your partner, while others with avoidant attachment may demonstrate controlling behaviors due to a fear of intimacy. Furthermore, feelings of insecurity or inadequacy can lead you to project these emotions onto your partners, resulting in jealous or insecure actions that can ultimately harm relationships and hinder personal growth. Despite efforts from your partners to provide reassurance, such as increased time together or limiting contact with perceived threats, insecurity persists if self-abandonment persists. This manifests as feelings of inadequacy and a constant sense of threat from others. You possess a unique and beautiful soul. Yet when self-abandonment occurs, fears of losing yourself or partner arise, overshadowing your true worth. Insecurities about perceived shortcomings like intelligence or attractiveness arise, leading to feelings of threat when your partner interacts with others. You know better than me about why you are being very possessive, but you lie to yourself just to keep your ego in check about this possessiveness. You need to be aware of these feelings and acknowledge them. This becomes the first step to heal or come out of desires in a relationship. Let's go down in psychology of healing from your possessiveness. The process of healing possessiveness entails embracing self-love and personal responsibility. This involves acknowledging and managing your emotions, defining your worth independently, and cultivating inner peace and happiness. When you truly recognize your inherent beauty and essence, you no longer feel threatened by external influences. Understanding that your partner cherishes your true self fosters a deep sense of security and connection. The challenge lies in reconnecting with your authentic self. often obscured by ego's wounded aspects and the people that you are surrounded with. You lose touch with your true essence due to caregivers' inability to see and value them, perpetuating a cycle of self-rejection. Viewing yourself through the lens of ego-wounded self distorts perceptions, hindering the acceptance of external reflections. To achieve inner security, you must reconnect with your higher selves, guided by the higher power. This process enables you to perceive, appreciate, and define your own self-worth. With this newfound self-love and assurance, the impulse to control your partner diminishes. Instead, you can support your partners in pursuing happiness and experience genuine intimacy, liberated from possessive behaviors driven by a need for external validation. I'm sure you got value from this episode about why are we so possessive in our relationships? Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.